Before we get to our party line, I want to welcome in once again our special guest on a Friday morning, Megan Mattson, the wife of Officer Eric Mattson. And good morning to you, Megan.
Good morning, Mike. Hi, everybody.
We finally got a little break in this humidity so that people can actually go out and enjoy the outdoors.
Oh, my gosh. I know. My girls are so excited. Wasn't that a hot week or a couple past weeks?
Yeah, sad to say, but it, we're probably going to have some more heat move in next week. But let's hope the humidities are on the lower side.
Yes, fingers crossed.
We haven't talked for a couple weeks, so how is your husband, Eric, doing down in Omaha?
Well, this week, as everybody probably knows, it was Eric's big milestone of 6 months. So we're very grateful that he is alive and he's thriving through his recovery. And Eric's progress, I've noticed, is definitely been self-driven harder these past 2 weeks. I feel like it's from all the positive encouragement he's been receiving from his videos he posts on Facebook. So it's just overwhelming. It just really hits home. It makes him and I feel so loved and grateful to have thousands of people cheering him on, even still after it's been 6 months. It's just, keep it coming. It's awesome. It's working.
We never forget about Officer Mattson here in Albert Lee, Fribourne County. But as you say, Megan, it's a countrywide. We had talked earlier last week. I know Minneapolis TV stations were doing updates on him, so we never want to forget about Officer Eric Mattson and all the great progress that he is doing.
Yes. He is definitely progressing, again, awesome, slowly but surely. I mean, it's nothing big, you know, every week. It's slow strides, but over time, the little things do add up to be big things in the end.
And Megan, obviously, as you mentioned, a six-month anniversary since the shooting. You have, as well, has had a lot of support, family support, friend support, but you've had to change some things as well.
Yeah, I mean, I have to prepare our home for Eric's needs and disabilities for sure. We just had a lady come out last week and look it over. And just preparing myself along with our daughters, the understanding of what it is going to be like to live with somebody with a TBI. Eric is still my husband, still the girls' father, but it's going to be different. So the girls and I, we do our research. We do talk to a specialist as well. And I read books and letters that were mailed to our home by other families that are living with a TBI family member. I feel confident, but I mean, it'll be different, definitely. And a new norm.
Yeah, and the TBI is a traumatic brain injury for those folks that maybe not knowing the acronym traumatic brain injury that Eric sustained. And any update? I know we had talked a couple weeks ago, Megan, in regards to maybe possible surgery to help with the eye.
Yeah, Eric has a consult appointment next week to look over his current condition of his right eye. So we'll go from there. I don't have anything right now.
And last we visited in regards to, obviously, you had plans to head down to Omaha where he is doing his therapy and conditioning. But unfortunately, COVID-19 took over scheduling that visit. Has there been any talk with you and the girls of hopefully getting down to Omaha to maybe visit with Eric soon?
I'm hoping I might find out today, later this afternoon, if QLI has lifted their COVID restrictions, but as of right now, nope. So I have no idea when we'll be able to go see him.
Continuing our thoughts and prayers, Megan, to you, the girls, your extended family, and you have plenty of support around Albert Lee, Fribourne County, and statewide. We encourage you, and I know that you have said prayers, and there are a lot of prayers going out to remember Eric continuing to do that progress that we all want him back home.
Yes. Thank you, everybody, for the hugs and for the cards and for the encouragement out in public. It really means a lot.
And, Megan, if you can hear online, we do have Eric with us. He had a posting earlier.
Hello, this is Eric Masson, Wasika Police Officer. 6 months ago today, I was injured while working. I was shot in the head while working in Wasika. So I'm here to give you a little progress update, let you know how I'm doing. I've been to 3 different hospitals since it happened. I'm currently in Omaha at a specialized rehab clinic. It's really good. There's nothing I want more than to get home with my wife, my daughters, and my family and get back to living the life I lived before. So thank you for all the encouragement, all the cards. I got all wall full of cards. The Vikings for the care package. Adam Thielen for the signed football. And everybody else. Thank you. The support's been great.
Officer Eric Matson. Megan, I thank you for your call this morning, and we continue to think of you and your family and wish nothing but the best, and day by day as we take it on.
For sure. God bless you guys. Thank you so much.
That's Megan Matson, the wife of Officer Eric Matson, and maybe surprised her a little bit with the voice of her husband, Eric, and his 6-month update.